The nanotube foam is grown like hair using a chemical process. UW-Madison Associate Professor of Engineering and Physics Ramathasan Thevamaran says because it's carbon-based, the foam maintains its properties at temperatures hundreds of degrees below zero. And he says testing shows it provides protection after repeated shocks.
The nice thing about this carbon nanotube foam is they would recover almost entirely. So you can use them for multiple hits. So they don't completely get crushed and they are done in one shot.
Thevamaran and colleagues are collaborating with Team Wendy, which designs military and other types of helmets. The company is incorporating the nanotube foam into prototypes. They'll conduct drop tests on mannequins to measure impact forces. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.